as the rose unfurled, I discerned her piquant face. My lips uncurled, for something deep within her leaflets stirred. Each of my senses then swirled to confer, feelings imbued with the fragrance of grace. In musing, amusing myself with the lights now diffusing, as though to prepare for embrace, infusing the dew accruing dew from her petals, perusing the grounds of all surrounding nettles, I found oubliette of barbed thorn silhouetted, reached in to request that I nestle. Dancing like daggers, these teeth regimented, prepared the suggestion I could soon lament this, presumably defended by the circumstantial blades, the substantial weight applied by countless days of shattered gaze. Fractures traced each captured vein, her lacquered nails encased, felt a calm innate that culminated expectations great. Gnawing ache once felt displaced, compelled by traits related to the swelling throng of faith too long sedated. Should pain obtain facilitation, I would brace each fated wave and take it. As further then the rose unfurled, but unperturbed that I was standing naked. In the sun-kissed shade of rosebud lips paraded, they parted to impart the whispered kiss of crystal tryst, wherein two hearts submit chance midst continental drift. As further still the rose unfurled, I reached within and felt a pinch, felt an ease, knew well this bleed would need to be seen to indeed. One solitary teardrop all I wept, within which endless centuries be kept, didst fall to quench the flower bed beneath. She flashed sweet smile, beguilingly her rose-red teeth then bled for me. I fed from every leaf bequeathed the wedded tears of destiny. A rose from fate disgraced of name, and nestled in her fragrant mane. Curved akin to waxing moon, smile upon my once glum face, compelled by lips of toothsome throng that tell of faith through soothful song, away beyond the everlong embraced. Both sun and the moon reacquainted with diamonds and pearls. My lips then uncurled, as the glistening hips of a rose in full blossom unfurled.